Mohi Ellen is with us, or more accurately, Mohi Watitirau Ellen, who's from Ngāpoi, Te Rārawa, Ngāti Rangi, and Ngāti Kakanu ki Te Wairoa. He grew up in West Auckland, which means he drives a Holden Commodore. He's with us today. Hey, Mohi, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, ho, how are you?
Good. How's that V8 Holden going, bro?
Well, I don't have one of those. I'm more of a YY Express. But,
the old YY Express.
For the day I can get one of those.
Okay, hey, gee, I've been enjoying your music, Mohi. Thanks. And I've been seeing you've been chatting with my mate too, Moiawa on Manatawa. As you should too, because, we love playing your music. Congratulations on where things are at. And I hear that you are releasing your album and your new lead single called Come On Home. And whoever's writing this says it's a banger of an album, Mohi Ellen. But I'm used to that sensitive, gentle side of you, Equi. Hey.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for all the support. We're having a yarn with Moiawa last week while we're all over at South by Southwest with Rebel Reed and our sister Jordan. So that was awesome. But yeah, so tomorrow I drop my latest album, Elements of Aroha. Started writing this one at the beginning of this year. And it's a really sweet project. And the reason why I guess it's called Elements of Aroha is because each waiata in its own way ties into that overarching kaupapa of Aroha. I can't wait for you guys to hear. And Come On Home is such a feel-good, vibey, summery type waiata, so I'm really excited for the whānau to hear that one.
Tēnā koe, and I'm looking forward to playing it tomorrow too, Mohi. Before we talk about your fashion sense, because, you know, you are the senior cheese cutter guy, and also I love your apricot suit, if that's the right colour, but it's fantastic. I wonder who's designing your gears. But let's go to Sydney for a moment, please, mate. You're over there last week, and of course we love Rebel. She works with us here at the station as well. But you guys were, I don't know, how would you describe that trip, what you were asked to do, Mohi? How would you describe what you've just achieved or done?
It was huge. So Te Maunga Pahu and the New Zealand Music Commission, they teamed up to create an Aotearoa house for South by Southwest Sydney. And in doing so, they reached out to heaps of different Māori artists to head over to Sydney and perform or showcase at South by Southwest. It was a real huge huge event, but an incredible opportunity for kaiwaiata Māori because of the fact that we were showcasing our reo and our waiata to not only the New Zealand contingent, but also to labels and industry people from Australia, UK, America. So it was a really huge huge opportunity for all of us, and it was awesome to connect with Rebel and even jam and write some tunes while we're over there as well. But it was, yeah, it was awesome, as.
Tēnā koe. World music is quite a force now. I mean, I'm sure you've listened to plenty of other languages as you develop your own musical intuition, Mohi, and the same for those offshore too, where albums such as Hinawehi's, Moana's have been kicking goals, and more of our New Zealand artists are now recording some of their hit music, I Te Reo, with the Waiata Anthems kaupapa. So global music, world music, is becoming much more palatable across the globe. What do you make of its rise, and where do you think contemporary Waiata Reo Māori music fits into the global world music scene, Mohi?
Yeah, I think it's really awesome to see where Waiata Māori is at the moment, and the huge huri aromai, or the huge turn for even just general New Zealand musicians and artists who are keen to take on our reo. I think in terms of the Te Reo Māori going global, it's really important things like the South by Southwest Showcase and Big Sound, and even Womix, which a few of our whānau are attending at the moment, because it takes our reo and puts it on a platform for people outside of New Zealand to take a look at and to vibe with. Like, we see the likes of Burna Boy and Tems, who are like global phenomenons now that also sing bilingually or within their own gel. Also the Spanish sort of side of music, K-pop. So it's only a matter of time before Te Reo Māori becomes that big thing that the world is going to froth over once it's there. And I guess where we're at the moment is we're slowly pushing the pen forward into that space where K-pop is the same as Māori pop or Māori jazz or whatever it is. So I think we're heading in the right direction, and we have a great amount of people and amount of industry people in New Zealand that are willing to push us and put us in the right places. So yeah, it's super exciting.
Tēnā koe. We talk fashion for a moment. I mean, I really like your gears. And I'm just wondering whether you have a stylist or whether I'm seeing your styles.
Yeah, so I was super lucky with this particular album. I reached out to my good friend, who's one of our whānau friends, Gigi Pikinga. And so Gigi jumped on board and has been styling me for this album and has taught me a whole lot of different things. So with the album as well as with stage performances, you could probably tell there was a bit of a shift in style, a shift in gears, and that's totally because Gigi's come on board. We've stuck with the cheese cutter vibe, but we've added a few different colours, because I think last year was jamming the same cheese cutter the whole year through, and I think the whānau are getting sick of their look. But we got into a point now where we've got all these different kinds of textures and kākahu that we're able to wear on stage and whatnot, and that's a massive shout-out to Gigi and to all of his connections within the fashion scene.
Tēnā koe. And Gigi's designed them exclusively for you. I'm looking at one where Mohi's, have a look on his Facebook page too. It's from October the 14th, you guys. It's a cool looking gears. Takes me back to my old days though, bro. 28 inch flares. I mean, hey, they were 1977 gears. But I must say, you look smoother than, well, we or I ever did, that's for sure. But, you know, it's neat. And of course, well, you've just come from this showcase experience. So it's the whole package we're looking for, eh? Not just the sound, the look.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased that you've brought Gigi on board. What was behind that decision, Mohi?
I was real fortunate to get some funding and some sort of support from Te Māngai Pāho to create this album, and so within that, Pūtea Tautoko was set aside some pūtea to focus on visuals, and so I thought it would be really important, especially with the sort of way I wanted to take my music this year, to bring on a stylist and to bring on somebody who can hear my music but can also see it kākahu nei. So I think it was really important to do that, and I'm super stoked with how everything's turned out, because if you, there are a couple music videos that will drop over the next few weeks and one that drops midnight tonight, but looking through each music video, each one is styled differently, and that's all a hono to the overarching album, Elements of Aroha. So yeah, it's been a really cool journey for both the music and the style side of things.
I've enjoyed your willingness to go gentle in sound. You know, a lot of people want to make, you know, punch soul or make a loud statement, but there's a cruise factor in the way you write. Well, that's what I feel anyway, and I'm really enjoying it. But I see you're or the writer of things that I receive describe you as a Māori neo soul pop funk artist.
Yeah, that's the lane that I've dreamt about, and the lane that I've sort of headed down for this album. I think in terms of the softer sound, think like Masego meets Tom Misch meets Teruki Kawiti. That's sort of like the vibe that I was going with for this particular album, to sort of interweave easy listening, neo-soul, as well as some real poppy elements to this particular album, as well as intertwine our ancestral kōrero, our pūrākau, and find a way to convey that or showcase that to the listener. So, yeah, Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. We're going to have to create an entirely new category to describe Mohi Allen's music. but it's interesting and it's exciting. Also, mate, I know you're a fluent speaker of Te Reo Māori, so you could easily have just recorded in reo. But I like the interface when you use kupu Māori and kupu Pākehā almost seamlessly in how you convey the messages you want in your songwriting. And just remind us, are all the songs that we're listening to all penned by you, Mohi?
Yeah, yeah. So, but there's a huge crew that was involved in the creation of Elements of Aroha. I've got my older sister who helps out with Te Reo to make sure that everything is making sense. And then there's different writers on track. So, for instance, Ka Rea Rea for one, that was composed with my dear friend Noima Teho, who's a producer. And we've had different people come in and out of the sessions throughout to listen or to add or to whatever. So there's a whole bunch of people involved. But, yeah, they're all original tunes.
Ka pai, let's celebrate some of the musos. And hope you don't mind because we've got a bit of time at our end. So I'm thinking, well, hey, we could play music or we could just talk a little through. Let's sing the praises of your production team. And talk with us about the musos that you drew together to put the album together, please, Mohi.
Yeah, so Ka Rea Rea is the number one track on the album, and that was produced by Noema Te Hau. He's one of the big producers at Big Fan out of Morningside. I've done a couple tracks with him. He's also produced Me Whehe Ara, which is also on the album, and Cycles, which is number 7 on the album. So he's one of the bros. He's from Te Tau Rāwhiti, such an awesome person to work with and to collaborate with. We also had Aubrey Mitchell, who played keys, who's the opening keys player on Ka Rea Rea. Such an awesome soul, and she's also from Big Fan Studios. And then I think track 2 is the brother Rory Noble, another producer, him and Leonardo, Leo, on keys for Coffee Spot. Kurea is produced by Dan Martin, who produced my first EP, and he's produced also Come On Home, which is the lead single. Always looking to work with a bro. Who else? We've got Choice Vaughan, who produced the Panthers soundtrack. He worked with me on Porfifi, which is number 4 on the album. And I have a feature track on this album. The feature is the one and only Asia from Ponike, from Te Whanganui Atara. So it was a blessing to have her be part of this album. And the track is crazy. Like, I can't wait for everybody to hear this particular waiata. It talks about aroha in a different sense. Sort of conflict and challenges and what we feel that isn't always love and affection. So that particular wise is all good. Rikuwai's the Mātanga Reo. Who am I missing? Krog Studios mastered it. Simon Gooding mixed it. I also have Hina, who I've worked with before, who's an amazing songwriter who helped to write Cycles as well as Me Whehe Ara. And Hemi Kelly is the Mātanga Reo for Me Whehe Ara, who composed that waiata with us. I'm pretty sure that's everybody on the album. And if I've missed anybody, I'll make sure to write it down.
Yeah, it's been good talking with you.
A lot of people, eh?
Yeah, no, and there is a lot of people. Well, congratulations on where you've come from and where your career is heading to. Have you got a foolish calendar for the summer? You'll be getting around doing some of this stuff live?
Yeah, so we have a pretty packed summer, actually. Our first gig is New Year's Eve down in Katikati for Tahawai Festival, and then we'll be playing around TSB, Taranaki Festival of Art. I think it's the new Plymouth. We're playing Sound Splash in Whangaroa, and also Music and Parks in Maraitai Beach. So there's a couple there, and hopefully we tour within the Feb-March period. So a whole lot of gigging and a whole lot of showcasing this album, but also all of our gems that we released last year too.
Well, we're excited to play your music as of tomorrow. We can't play it today. Come on home, but certainly loving the sounds that you're putting together, Mohi, and congrats. What about acting, mate? You got any thoughts of doing anything like that? You seem to be a bit of a flamboyant character.
You know what? I actually thought about it as a side hustle to sort of delve into it or get into some, I don't know, some commercial type acting. I need to know the people. If kia koutou e whakarongo mana, if there's anybody out there that has any connects into the acting or commercial area, help me up. I'd be keen to do that.
Tēnākoe. And just have a look at Mohi's Facebook page. You'll see that he's versatile and his stylist has got him looking super cool. And his album's out tomorrow, Elements of Aroha. It's been a neat conversation. Thanks for sharing some time with us, Mohi. All the best with the mahi going forward, Ewa.
Thank you very much for having me, Ewa. And big mahi to all the whānau listening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, brother. And we're going to wrap up our interview by playing one of the wires. I look